Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
It's Coast to Coast with Scott.
All right, welcome aboard to a holiday edition. Yes, indeed, it is Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez across the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, including TuneIn Radio. iHeart, of course, who puts our podcast up there. Very grateful for that. Simple Radio as well, around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. A Wednesday into a firecracker fourth as we get it going here. Celebrate America's birthday as we talk the world of sports. Great radio stations, Youngstown, Ohio, Marshalltown, Iowa. And we want to give a big call out once again to WGCH, who's entering their third full week with us. And we're so grateful for Bob Small, the VP and operations manager in Greenwich, Connecticut, Mamaroneck, New York, Rye, New York, that Gold Coast of Connecticut, right into Fairfield and Westchester County. Welcome aboard, folks. Greg, the head coach of USA Soccer is out. Berhalter is out, and no surprise there. Later on, Tyler Levine will weigh in. We will get you updated on Copa and obviously Euro 2024 and Germany-Spain on Friday looms absolutely monumental. So we look forward to that. We're going to do some football talk. We're going to get down to Texas. We're going to welcome in DJ Shields. We look forward to that. Texas and Oklahoma headed to the SEC. If the SEC could get any better, it just did with the addition of these two squads, these two schools, and just monumental matchups. I mean, really, November, when Oklahoma entertains Alabama, Oklahoma football goes to a whole nother level. And this is a storied college football program. And you can say that the same thing about Texas. So we look forward to it. WNBA kind of disappointed last night, but you could see it coming. Caitlin Clark in Indiana over their head. Asia Wilson, 28 points, 9 boards, 5 blocks. I mean, just an awesome performance. She is a tremendous talent. So we will pay homage to that as well. So a lot to get to. Take you up to the top of the hour. We're going to do it in fast break fashion, as we always do, right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are presented by Rocket Mortgage and by American Premium Vodka. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. We're locked and loaded. We'll catch you on the other side.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get 2 bags for just $16 and get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
responsibly.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24, Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, we roll into the night in the early morning hours each and every weeknight here on Sports Byline. Saturdays, we get to spend 3 hours, and, you know, from 7 to 10 Eastern, and just so grateful for all the people who have come on board and the advertisers and, like I said, the sponsorships and the contributors are just amazing. And we're expanding our horizons with our weekends, top of the hours. You hear some of our features. Love the interns. We're having a good time. We really are. Hey, listen, it's summertime, and like I always say, it's never too early. Football season for me starts in June. You start to see those preseason football magazines roll off the newsstands, and I'm old school. I love the magazine. I know a lot of people can't be bothered going to Barnes & Noble or, you know, going to their mailbox to get the magazines. I love them. I like having them. I like having them at my fingertips. So call me old school. You'll be spot on. Away we go. So we'll do that with DJ Shields coming up. He'll give us a weigh-in from Texas where – you know, the fun part of the year, and I'll get to the WNBA with Dom here in just a moment, but I really wanted to kind of lead with football today as we head into this holiday weekend and July 4th. You know, Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, the expanded Big 12, the expanded Big 10, the 12-team playoff, which is going to start December 20th in Atlanta. I mean, that is, you want to talk about locked and loaded. I'm going to be there for that first one. I can't wait. These playoff, the seeding, who's in, who's out, we are going to have a blast. And I would be stupid because the elephant in the room is what? A presidential election and all the drama with Biden and Trump and all this craziness. This fall, folks, I'm telling you, they say life's tough. Wear a helmet. Put a helmet on. Get a face guard. Put in the mouthpiece and get ready because it's going to be total chaos, whether it's, you know, the real world where politics and the toy department of life, which is sports talk radio. In my world, this is not life and death. The other stuff is much more poignant, much more important. But man alive, this is going to be crazy. I just feel it in my bones. So, yeah, we'll get DJ Shields in here, and away we go. Hopefully he'll become a contributor, and Tyler Levine's done a great job. But last night what I saw, and I really paid attention, I made a commitment to myself, I'm really going to pay attention because we did a two-hour live show last night at 1 a.m. Eastern to 3 o'clock in the morning with Tyler and myself. I said, I'm really going to pay attention. And what I see here, and I get there's something I think I learned last night. And Dom, I want to run this by you. Kelsey Plum had 30 points last night, 34 points, in fact. Going through a divorce, high profile with her now retired former NFL tight end husband, Derek Waller, soon to be her ex. Kelsey Plum, what a player. Asia Wilson, Becky Hammons, the way she coaches that Aces team. So, you know, you've got this stage on ESPN, and you've got Caitlin Clark, and man, oh, man, do they pay attention to her. Like, you know, Indiana, the Fever, they look for cohesion on the offense and try to avoid the adhesion that the opponents throw up there on defense. Well, the adhesion last night was unbelievable. Caitlin Clark couldn't breathe. I mean, man, oh, man. I mean, if she took a break and went to the water cooler, she probably had two people with Las Vegas Aces uniforms following her. They were all over her. But now I see the resentment, and I see it, because Asia Wilson's saying, hey, how about me? Kelsey Plum, look at me. And we just don't get that excited. We just don't. Not going to go into what I think the reasons are, because it doesn't matter. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't think it's a race thing. I think it's a timing thing at this particular time. But, Dom, you've been following. This is your team, and I have you enter stage left right now to just – they're phenomenal. And when they play their A game like they did last night, Asia Wilson is just unbelievable. I mean, left hand, right hand, underneath the bucket, back door, rebounding, plays unselfishly, defends, block shots, alter shots. It's a hell of a basketball team. I don't know if you watched it, but let's weigh in. And maybe the Las Vegas Aces and Plum and Wilson and others in particular are saying, hey, what about us? Let me hear.
Now, I watched, admittedly, I watched bits and pieces of the first half and into the third quarter because Brazil was playing in Copa. So sorry, love the Aces. Priority to the tournament that happens not on an annual basis.
I get it.
From what I saw, yeah, everything I talked about yesterday with you where Caitlin Clark was going to have a hard time because of the personnel of the Aces and how well they can match up on her one-on-one, let alone when you get into the schematics of the defense. And that's kind of what happened. And Kelsey Plum reminded everybody that, to an extent, she was Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark. Not to the same amount of eyeballs on her, not to the same amount of fanfare, but it was her record that Caitlin Clark broke in terms of scoring in college. So it was just a reminder that, hey, Caitlin Clark might have brought you here, but as a viewer, but there are tons of us who can light it up and have been doing it at a very high level for a few years now, and she's not the only baller in the league. So I think, and again, Chelsea Gray slowly starting to get healthier, that's going to be a scary thing for the Aces because, again, when she's on the floor, that team fires on all cylinders, and for the most part, that's exactly what they did to the Fever.
Let me ask you this, Dom. Dominic Jimenez is with us, produces and contributes and does an outstanding job. This All-Star team that was announced, and you made a great point off-air, and it would be a shame not to get it on air. Angel Reese is developing at such a rate right now. And I saw it in Albany, and I've seen her in person three or four times. Man, this gal can flat-out play. And all the drama and the eyelashes and all the other stuff that people want to focus on and the trash-talking and the putting the finger, waving it in front of your face and your hand, rather. Let's just be honest. This gal's got some game. This is going to be a star. So it's a two-part question. Angel Reese, real quick, and then this All-Star team going up against the Olympic squad. How good is that going to be on July 20th, I believe I heard? That's going to be something else. Let's hear.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a fun game. It's, we see it in MLS, they do, it's MLS All-Stars versus this team from Europe. And it's nice because it's different. And I haven't been paying attention to the WNBA long enough. I didn't know that this was a thing that they did. And let me tell you this, way more entertaining than what Team USA's men versus the reserve team behind closed door type practice. Guarantee the WNBA is going to be a lot more entertaining because you look at the list of the actual All-Stars who are going to be on the All-Star team, not including, you know, the Breonna Stewarts and Sabrinas and Plums and Asia Wilson, who they're on the national team, so they won't participate as an All-Star. But it's a loaded squad. And yeah, you mentioned during the break how impressed Angel. You were by Asia Wilson. And I think that Angel Reese has a ceiling comparable to Asia Wilson. Whether she reaches it or not, to be seen. And I know there are, again, she's a rookie, there are a lot of holes in her game. A lot of time those rebounding stats get padded because she's missing 2-foot putbacks and layups that she's getting the rebound on. So props to her for, you know, she might miss the shot, but she doesn't give up on it. She gets the rebound. That's great. Her ability to be a force inside, her defensive ability, which I don't think we actually talk about enough, which is funny because so many people in the media want to compare Caitlin Clark to Angel Reese, which is comparing apples to oranges. They're not the same type of player, completely different. It'd be like comparing Sabrina Ionescu or Kelsey Plum to Asia Wilson. They do things completely differently. And we don't talk about Angel Reese's defense, which is great already. Tons of room for improvement. Her offensive game, tons of room for improvement, but the talent is there. And I think whatever external noises and voices and people want to say, I think Angel Reese is a very good basketball player. I'm not going to even bring Caitlin Clark into this conversation and compare the two. It doesn't matter. Angel Reese is a very good player with a very high ceiling, as is Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with that. I'm looking at the numbers. We saw her a week ago when they went head-to-head in Chicago. She's a hell of a player. You know, if she can compartmentalize all the drama and all the Hollywood stuff, this is an elite basketball player. And her endorsements, I think, attitudinally, if she works on the attitude and presents herself a little differently, this woman's going to have some endorsements. She's just got to, I think, just kind of, you know, brush it up, pare it back a little bit, and get rid of this, you know, this trash-talking image. All right, we'll come back. DJ Shields, we're going live to Dallas. Tyler Levine will bring us home in a little bit here on Sports Byline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, talking the world of sports here. A little OJ's to get us in the mood here. DJ Shields is down in Dallas, Texas. He joins us not only across the country, but around the globe on AFN, the American Forces Network, and iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and all the other great streaming spots, including sportsbyline.com. Just click on Listen Live. DJ, Marty Terrell, Mr. Shields, how are you today?
Marty, what's going on, baby? I'm doing good down here in Texas. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I love your energy. All right, so I was down there a couple weeks ago. You guys had storms. I was up there on Mockingbird. I was at the Hilton. I had no internet. I said, get me the heck out of here. And then the Dallas Mavericks blow out my Celtics that Friday night. I had a long flight back to the Boston area to get ready for the clincher, Game 5 in Boston. But, hey, listen. Klay Thompson, I know Cuban's got a minority interest now in the team as he sold out his majority stake, but what's the mood in Big D now here as the offseason is well underway, free agency, and they bring in Klay? How does that change the dynamics of that team under head coach Jason Kidd? Let's hear it, DJ.
Man, I think, Klay Thompson, he's an awesome addition. A lot of people are kind of weary about the signing, but they got to remember he has a lot of rings. He has experience. The guy has class. He has experience. He can lead a locker room. And look, when it comes down to it, he had Steph overshadowing him a little bit in Golden State, which they were great teammates. But he can knock down threes. He can knock down game winners. And the dude is a complete stud. So I love the signing. I think with Luka, Kyrie, Klay Thompson, P.J. Washington, some of the other pieces that they'll put together, I think the Mavericks will have a championship team, and I think they will be a force to be reckoned with for a long time.
Do you worry about the chemistry at all? I mean, do you need two basketballs? I mean, Kyrie's going to want his. Doncic's going to get his. Now you throw Klay into the mix. Is Klay going to have to come in and kind of a submersive role and just kind of pick up the pieces, or is this going to be a night in, night out thing where we're going to look for Doncic to be him, Kyrie to be himself, and then Klay's just going to find a nice comfortable niche as kind of the third option, so to speak? But that could be fluid. There's going to be nights if he's got a hot hand, hell, he's number one option. So let's talk about the chemistry with Klay suiting up for the Mavs.
Right, yeah, and again, I think the chemistry is going to be great. You know, Kyrie's a little bit older now. He's a different type of player now than he was, when he was younger, when he wanted the ball more. He'll distribute, but he'll score when he needs to. Luka's going to do what he does on a every-night basis. He's going to score. He's going to distribute. And then when Klay comes in the picture, I think you just have a third asset, right? So Klay's going to come in the picture. He's not only going to knock down threes, he's going to be a team player. So I don't think he necessarily needs the ball, but when he needs to score, he will score, and I think the Mavs will be, man, I think this team is going to be awesome. I'm excited.
Where do you put them in the Western Conference? Are they going to be at or near the top, or was this past season kind of an aberration?
They're going to be at the top. I think, with Agan Klay, and again, a lot of people don't think because he's 34, he's getting older, but remember, he has the rings, he has the experience. If anyone remembers when Ray Allen, later in his career, he could knock down threes, he could do things to bring championships. They're not the same type of player, but I'm saying from a three-point standard, he can knock down them shots. I think the Mavs will be the top of the Western Conference for sure.
That'll be interesting. DJ Shields with us. We're talking some Dallas sports. All right, I'm gonna blow you away with this one. Your Cowboys, you got the Dak Prescott situation. McCarthy have been let go. I mean, they got absolutely blown out by Green Bay. Embarrassing. They should have made the change. I don't know why Jerry Jones doesn't fire coaches, but he's firing McCarthy after this upcoming season, and you're going to have one BB with his 24-year-old girlfriend. Welcome, Bill Belichick. I'm telling you, DJ, he's coming your way. How big would that be? How would they, in Dallas, a very cosmopolitan city, the Cowboys, a legacy franchise, if it happens, how warm would the welcome be for Bill Belichick?
So for one, the Dallas Cowboys, man, they're a lot about show. And I grew up in Dallas. I grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan when I was younger. But Bill Belichick is not coming to Dallas. He's not going to be controlled by Jerry Jones. I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way. Dak is a great quarterback. He's a great leader. But when it comes to the big games, he hasn't won a big game. He hasn't proved anything like Patrick Mahomes Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. I don't think he can get it done. And Bill Belichick is damn sure not going to come here to listen to Jerry Jones when he can listen to his 24-year-old hot girlfriend. Why would he do that?
I guess. I just think it's Jerry Jones has made it known that McCarthy's on a short leash. How do you see? You've seen the schedule. How are the Cowboys going to do then? Talk me off the ledge. I think they're going to be, they're going to be in the mix. But that NFC is going to be improved. Let's hear.
They're going to be in the mix. I think the Cowboys go. They're going to win 10 to 11 games at the most, 11 games. Again, I think if they get to the first round, it's a first round exit. I won't say who I think is going to win the Super Bowl, but the Cowboys are going to be a first round exit until they replace the quarterback position. And sorry to say this, but until they replace that position, they're not going to go any farther than the first or maybe second round, but they will not win a Super Bowl.
And, there were options out there. Kirk Cousins, there were some real options out there, but I guess in Dak they trust. We shall see. All right, let's go to college football. How pumped up are they in the Metroplex? I know they're up in Austin, but let's be honest. Texas in the SEC, the Red River rivalry with Oklahoma. They leave the Big 12. They exit stage right. Texas, Oklahoma, SEC, the Dallas media. Big, Texas is a monster state. The Texas fan base, the Longhorn fan base is one of the best in college football. You folks have got to be amped for the start of college football here in about 8 weeks, man, 9 weeks.
Let me tell you something, Marty. I'm a Texas fan, but I don't want to get beside myself. But let me tell you something about these Texas boys. Texas, coming to the SEC, a lot of people think that they don't have a chance. Texas is where the best high school football is played in the nation. We have the biggest stadiums, the most crowds. You play in the Big 6A. Texas is going to run the SEC. It's a new era. Nick Saban's out of Alabama, and I know they got the great coach from Washington. They still got Jalen Monroe. But listen, Texas is going to run the SEC. Texas is going to dominate the SEC this year, maybe with one loss, and I'll go ahead and give my prediction. They'll win the national championship. OU still sucks. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen to DJ. He's killing them. Absolutely killing them. So my question is, why would Arch Manning, okay, son of Cooper, nephew of Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, grandson of the legendary Archie Manning, why is he going to carry a clipboard for a second year and flash hand signals from the Longhorn sideline under Coach Sarkisian another year waiting for Arch Manning? Does he transfer? What does he do? He had a hell of a spring game. Well, he's not playing though, DJ. Not playing.
Yeah.
So tell me.
I like it, Marty, and I like it because, again, growing up in Texas and playing football and watching football, man, he's and not only in Texas, he's not from Texas. So Arch Manning is a professional. His family, his dad, his uncle, everybody in his family was at some point an elite athlete. So he knows he needs to sit, he needs to learn, he needs to learn defenses, he needs to learn to read different coverages, things like that. So he is going to be a stud. He's going to sit, he's going to wait his turn. If something does, God forbid, happen to Quinn Ewers, when he comes in and steps up, he is going to be a problem. What he did in the spring game was amazing, and Arch Manning is the future of Texas. I think he'll wait if he doesn't play this year. If something doesn't happen to Quinn Ewers, he doesn't get in. The next 2 years we have with Arch Manning, they are going to be trouble. And, Texas is back on top.
Little Texas two-step with myself, Marty Terrell, and DJ Shields. Love having you on. Here's where I want to go next. The Texas Rangers are defending world champions. You got people in September that call and say, hey, we want to sit home plate. Texas Rangers and New York Yankees. In New York, that's a $1,500 ticket. In Texas, it's $212. What's going on over in Arlington with the Rangers? Do you guys realize what you got with Bochy and this team? You got a hell of a baseball team, but it's like they're the, yeah, tell me.
Hey, man, these guys, again, they're seem a little lost right now, but I think they're regaining momentum. It's hard, and this is an any sport. Once you win a championship, it's really hard to stay at that same level and compete the same way you did the year before because you know, you won a championship, you're riding high, the expectations, everybody wants you to win again. So they're a little late blooming, but with Bochy as the coach, man, listen, these guys, sky's the limit. They can win 2 to 3 championships, but against the Yankees, ooh, the Aaron Judge, boy, he's tough. That dude is a stud.
Going to be interesting in September. Listen, phenomenal job out of you. I mean, crazy. Texas is going to win the national championship. Dak's a bum, and Texas, the Rangers are going to be okay, and the Mavericks are the top dog in the NBA Western Conference. Man, you brought some juice. You brought some energy. I'm proud of you. Great job out of you, DJ. I appreciate you popping on. You have a safe 4th of July. You hear me now?
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate you guys having me, man. And hey, Dak is not a bum. I didn't say that. He's a great player. He does good, but he won't win a Super Bowl with the Cowboys. So let's go, man. Y'all have a great July. Go Texas.
All right. You're the same. All right, DJ Shields. Great job. He's talking a little Texas with us. That's great stuff. I love it. All right, Tyler Levine coming up. Berhalter is out as the coach. A manager, if you will, of the United States national men's soccer team. Disappointing in Copa. We got 718 days until World Cup 2026, and they're making a change in the coaching box. We come back. Tyler Levine. We're presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate and enjoy responsibly over July 4th. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Byline Broadcast. We're heard around the country on iHeart. Tune in, Simple Radio, sportsbyline.com. Check out the fan poll on sportsbyline.com.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail, until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.center of Iowa.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, we are heard on great radio stations like WGCH in Greenwich, Connecticut, White Plains, and Mamaroneck, Rye, New York, up there in Mount Kisco and company. Away we go. Marty Terrell here, along with Tyler Levine, who's going to join us. And I got to retract, folks. I mean, if you want to be detailed on this program, I pride ourselves on crossing T's and dotting I's to the best of our ability. The Berhalter exit, the firing, is not official. And I got to be better than this. I have to be sharper than this. When these alerts come across, I've got to read them thoroughly. So I was in an assumptive mindset, and that just, you know, it's a man's livelihood. So I don't think he's going to survive, and I'll get Tyler Levine, and I'm not passing the buck. But Tyler, I thought it was official, but he's not out yet. Greg Berhalter, right at this moment, is still the head coach of the United States National Men's Soccer Program. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. I thought he should have been sacked the morning after, get it over with. I don't know how anyone with a conscious mind can think that going into, you know, the World Cup at home in 2026, that this is our guy. I didn't really see any progress made throughout his second spell with the team. An incredibly disappointing Copa. The blame will lie with him, although the players didn't do anything to help him there. And I think it's just a ticking time bomb for his career with the U.S. men's national team. And I there's just so many other options that are out there currently, you know, that are available that could bolster our chances of doing something successful moving forward.
All right. And just to make it official, it's not official yet. I'll make that statement. And I jumped the gun, and so I retract. All right, let's move on. You know, weird ruling today. Not ruling, but revelation. So let me get this straight with extra time and penalty kicks insofar as Copa 2024. What is going on? Tell me.
I was super confused by this, and I'll be straightforward. I was not aware of this until you know, this morning when I was reading up on it. You know, apparently for Copa, unlike the Euros, at the duration of 90 minutes, if the match is all square, they're going right to PKs, and I have no idea why. Never have I seen this before, other than in, you know, the FA Cup. Over in England now, they don't do the replays and it goes right to PKs. But, you know, that's different. That's during the league season when there's a ton of other games going on. They want to protect players from injuries. You know, I get that. But, you know, I'm very interested to see in this knockout round how teams strategize around this. Because if I'm a big underdog, for example, Panama versus Colombia, I'm sitting back and trying to get through 90 minutes. Because, you know, in a penalty shootout, it's anyone's game. It's a coin flip, give or take, obviously. On who's going to win it and who shows up and, you know, who makes their PKs, who makes their saves and everything. And I don't like it. I hate it. I think it's a terrible decision.
Why do you think it is? What's the motivation behind this and not going with 2:50 halves?
I'm not sure, honestly. I don't know if it's to, you know, protect players. And, like, I get it. You know, the extra minutes are taxing on the legs. You know, maybe the suspension rule with the yellow cards. There's no reason that I could deem logical as to why they're doing this. It is not like, you know, there's no club games going on at this point in the season. And, you know, these players, this means everything to them, you know, winning a trophy with your country. So I don't think the players are going to be thrilled with it. I just can't see any logic in it. I think that, you know, if you're a team that's, you know, a favorite in this match and, you know, your foot's on the gas the whole game at the end of the 90 minutes, you want the extra time to try and win it before it goes to penalties.
All right, let's get to Euro 2024. Germany-Spain, again, Germany, this will be in Stuttgart. You and I were on the air for 2 hours last night into the wee hours of the morning, breaking it down. I thought you made some great points. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Germany. Spain looks like they're moving to another level. This is a fascinating game. So let's have at it and take your time on this, because this is really, I think the winner of this game is going to end up winning the cup. Winning Euro 2024. I really do. Let's hear.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think that we pointed this out early on in the tournament that these are the two teams, you know, that we had our eyes on to make a run and win this thing. I think that the matchup that I'm going to be very intrigued by is Nico Williams on the left for Spain going up against Joshua Kimmich, you know, who will play right back for Germany. Kimmich had a really tough time with Vinicius in their Champions League matchup with Real Madrid and Bayern Munich this season. Vinicius was eating him alive, and while I don't think Nico Williams is necessarily at, you know, the level of Vinicius in terms of, you know, his stature and his play. He's a guy that goes right at you. He does not hesitate. He takes the ball, does a couple moves. He'll take you on. He won't stop. And that's the matchup that I'm going to have my eyes on for this game and will ultimately be the game changer for me, because Nico Williams has had a fantastic tournament. If I'm putting my money on anything, I'm saying the draw here, and the game goes to extra time. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a shootout. I think there's going to be a lot of goals. But, you know, also, like we spoke about, if Germany can get one early, you know, it's going to put a lot of pressure on Spain. And I think that, you know, Germany defend very, very well. So they're going to be comfortable sitting in with the lead, conceding some possession. And, you know, Spain are obviously, they're like that gnat that you can't get out of your ear. You know, when they give the ball up, they go right after it. They put pressure on you. They press hard. And I'm interested to see if that could actually come back to bite them, because Germany are more than capable of, you know, getting on the counterattack and scoring a goal, as we saw with Musiala's goal, you know, in the first round.
Going to be interesting. I'll stay away from Copa right now. What else do you see coming down the pike with Euro 2024? You know, obviously France and Portugal. We gotta delve into that here a little bit. Mbappe, Ronaldo, I mean, it doesn't get much better than this, but I still feel like Germany, as you pointed out, with their home, maybe a home turf advantage, but let's weigh in on Portugal and France. What do you think?
I don't know what to think about this one. It's tough because both teams on paper are so strong, but they just haven't seemed to click in the final third and be able to really put teams away and score goals with ease. And, you know, outside of Spain and Germany, you haven't really seen that from anyone, you know, that's left. I mean, the Netherlands obviously won 3-0 yesterday. You know, I want that scoreline's a little deceiving. The second goal was, you know, very poor defense, and the third one came on a break in the 93rd minute with everyone up. But focusing back on Portugal and France, whatever team can get something to click here, you know, will win this game. France has had, you know, they're not shy on opportunities, nor is Portugal. But I think Portugal need to stop trying to just rely on Ronaldo and whipping in crosses, you know, to get him his goal, and really try and play more as a team. Not that I don't think they are, but I think France should be able to get this one done. I think that Pepe starting at center back, being that he's 40 years old, is going to have a really tough time keeping up with this French attack. Ruben Dias is obviously a very solid player, and you know, another defensive vulnerability that I see for Portugal is João Cancelo, who is absolutely fantastic moving forward, but you know, did have a tough time at Manchester City, which is ultimately what led to him being ousted there. It's his, you know, defensive liability that he has there. So I'm curious to see how they're going to line up. I think France should get it done. I think it will be a low-scoring affair just due to the offensive struggles that both teams have had moving forward, you know, in the earlier stages of the tournament. But obviously, you know, Portugal are a very strong team. They certainly have the capability to get it done if, you know, if they click and play to their capabilities.
All right, we move to Saturday, noon East, England, Switzerland in the quarterfinals, then Netherlands and Turkey. Let's start with the late game. Is Netherlands getting disrespected here? Are they kind of a sleeping giant here and just not getting their due here a little bit? Let's weigh in on Netherlands, Turkey before we get into England. Let's hear.
Yeah, I was actually just talking with my buddy about this earlier today. I said, you know, keep an eye on Netherlands as a team that can go on and win this thing, because ultimately, you know, this is certainly the easier side of the bracket when you just look at the teams on paper. I mean, you have England, who have not been playing well at all, Switzerland, who are a gritty team, but, you know, they're no Spain, Germany, Portugal, or France. And then you have Turkey, who, you know, played fantastic and won a really big game and what, you know, was a war against Austria, but you know, they were not necessarily the strongest defensive team. Their goalie kind of saved them. And if Turkey's game plan is going to be similar to their game plan against Austria, I think this one can get ugly fast. You know, the Netherlands have strong players all over the pitch. When they do click, they can be very, very lethal. Cody Gakpo, I highlighted him earlier in the tournament, you know, seems to really turn it on at the international level. Memphis Depay is certainly capable of, you know, scoring one. Xavi Simmons, young stud, PSG player who is most likely going to be on the move this summer. He's an absolute stud in there and is a creative genius. So I think the Netherlands will have absolutely zero problems with Turkey. I'm curious to see what their game plan is going to be, because they generally like to just go for it. But, I, you know, against a team like the Netherlands here, I don't know if that's going to be the way to do it. I like a lot of goals in this game. I think we'll go over 2.5, whether that's a 3-1 win or a 3-0 win, 2-1. We'll see what that turns out to be. But I do think the Netherlands are quietly becoming, for me, someone that ultimately is going to be a favorite, because when you get to the final, it's just one game and anything can happen, and they certainly have the easiest path to get there.
So I walk into a mall today. They got a kiosk set up with all the Euro 2024 jerseys, and Bellingham's jersey is absolutely on fire. England, the goal, I like you, I've watched it 150 times. I just love that goal. I love it. England's alive. Switzerland Saturday. That's a noon kick east. I'm ready. You're ready. I don't want to wish a holiday weekend away. When I wake up Saturday, I guarantee you're going to have a bounce in my step, and I won't be alone. Let's hear about England and the Swiss.
Yeah, I think that England are obviously on upset alert here. I'm curious to see how they're going to line up. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media how they should line up with the back three and play Saka as a left wing back and Trent Alexander-Arnold as a right wing back. I personally think that's a great idea to give them some more depth moving forward. Saka's played left back before. He's a naturally left-footed player. They've been playing Trippier there in that spot. I believe he's injured. Not sure. We'll have to check reports on that, but I think they need a mix-up in their formation here because what they've been doing is not working. And a team like Switzerland is going to go into this game with nothing to lose and not being scared of the English team that they're going up against. If you look at it on paper, England should win 10-0, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I think this is going to be a tight game. If England play the way they played against Slovenia, that's not going to work. And Switzerland can certainly take this one and are more than capable of and will feel like they can going into this game. And looking at the line, England is the +120 favorite. That line tells me that Vegas doesn't have too much faith in England to get it done either. And I think the public will probably slam that. And generally speaking, Vegas always wins. So I'm very curious. I think that this one could also go to extra time, maybe penalty kicks. But my mind always tells me that England is capable of winning 3-0, and I think that that's certainly something that's possible if they can find a way to click. But I think Maynou is a must-start in this situation. He has the highest passes completed percentage of all players at the Euros, completing, I believe, 104 out of 106 passes. And his heat map, meaning where he is on the field, he's all over the place. So I think he's a must-start next to Declan Rice. I would personally drop Foden, get Cole Palmer in there. Give Anthony Gordon some reps. Ivan Toney was a stud coming on the other day. He was huge for them. So I think how they line up will tell us the story of, how this game is going to go and if they can make the necessary changes. Coach Southgate can put his ego aside and do that. I think that they can certainly win this game, but I have them on upset alert here.
You did a great job, man. I tell you, last night, two straight hours, just locked and loaded. Great job. Have a good weekend, Tyler. I'll be in touch, and away we go. We appreciate you. Very much so. Thank you
so much.
You got it. There you go. England, Bellingham, I mean, they were done. They were done. They were, 15, 18 seconds away from being toast, and he puts it in the net. And then, they get the header to go up 2-1, and they hold on for the victory. And just you sat there and you shook your head. You couldn't believe it. You couldn't believe it. But, hey, that's soccer, right? All right, I'm Marty Trail. We'll come back streaming and screaming, and we'll put a wrap on it here on Sports Byline Broadcast, along with Dominic Jimenez. We're coming back. Don't go away. Sports Overnight America.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, what were you streaming and screaming about in the world of sports? Soccer is getting good, folks. I mean, it has been good. We've seen, you know, the U.S. notwithstanding, Brazil and the 1-1 deadlock last night, the draw. And I believe that was in Santa Clara. I think that was at Levi. And, of course, Kansas City, a great crowd the other night, but the U.S. just, you know, markedly disappointing. And so we shall see on Berhalter, but it'll be interesting to see where they go. But, again, we're 719 days out from World Cup 2026. But, hey, tonight, look, you know, it's July 4th. You're going to get early games in the morning, July 4th. When you're in the Midwest time zone and you're out west, you got baseball at 8:35 in the morning, 10:35 here. Bevy of baseball on July 4th. Is there a hot dog eating contest? I don't know. I do not care, but I bring it up because I know a lot of people do. So there's probably a Nathan's hot dog deal out on Long Island or Coney Island. And so if there is, God bless them all. You want to eat those stomach grenades, those absolutely horrific stomach grenades. Whether you eat 80 of them or one of them, they're still hot dogs. And I'll take them at the ballpark. I'm not a big hot dog guy, but I did have one the other day. I wasn't at the ballpark, but that's out of character. Usually that's a ballpark fare when it comes to the, like I call them, the stomach grenades. So, yeah, away we go. So we shall see. Other than that, I mean, you get up Friday morning, you get ready for Spain, Germany, Euro 2024, and then Saturday morning, or 11 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone, 9 a.m. on the West Coast for you folks, and around the globe, we've got double-barreled action. And I do think England and Switzerland might be a better match than people realize, but we shall see, right? Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the 4th. You're going to hear best ofs tomorrow. We like to think we have put a best of together. Friday, we'll give you soccer. And then we're back with you Saturday night for 3 live hours, 7 to 10 Eastern. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. For Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, DJ Shields, and Tyler Levine, make it a great weekend. And a safe one. Adios.